হাসপালন শুরু করলাম, এখন সংসারে তো অভাব, অভাব।
Life is a constant struggle fighting poverty and the floods. To make a living, we have had to adapt to the changing environment here. Women are generally not expected to work beyond the day-to-day chores. So duck rearing was ideal for them.
Our family has been rearing ducks on a large scale since 2003. Care Bangladesh and other NGOs showed us how to go about rearing ducks. They also gave us ducklings to get us started, and we haven't looked back since then.
My name is Shafiqul Islam. I am working in Care Bangladesh. Waterlogging is linked with climate change and it is increasing. Their income has reduced due to the waterlogging and flooding. They cannot do the cultivation of their land. They need alternative, appropriate livelihood options. So farming like duck rearing was necessary. We worked in a very remote areas. You know, communicating with the remote area is a challenge. Other small challenge was the people didn't understand that this is due to climate change. They could not make that link.
We started rearing ducks because we don't have any land to cultivate on high ground. All our land is now underwater and we can't grow anything in water.
In my childhood, we grew onions here. Now it is waterlogged. Water is not only in the river, but in our village. Look at the way our house slopes. We are trying to build mud supports. But we even have to travel 1 kilometer to find soil, as there is no land here, just water. Each day the water levels rises. In 2000, our homes were flooded for 14 days. In 2003, it was a month, and since then, we can expect our home to be under water 4 months at a time. I fear the day the flood waters stay for 6 months.
The goal of this project is to increase capacity of the community to adapt to the adverse effect of climate change. People has to adapt to this situation, otherwise they will have to move from there. But they cannot move because they have so many limitations. So the project tried to increase their capacity so that they can cope.
A buyer comes to the house on his bicycle to buy the eggs, and some we sell directly to a restaurant in town. We only sell wholesale, and we received 8 taka for per pair of egg. It is equivalent to 10 to 12 US cents. We seldom sell the ducks, only when they are old.
We can just about manage buying and selling the produce. But it's not always enough. I have 4 children to feed, and they are all going to school. Not even my husband earns money at the moment. Sometimes I have to cut back on our supplies and basic needs.
The first time the floods came in 2000, we benefited from a huge catch of fish that had been washed inland. Then huge water hyacinth started sprouting up, but we did not know what to do with them. With villagers from neighboring Gopalganj, we were shown how to cultivate these flowers and use the hyacinth as mulch for fertilizer. But this year, we could not even cultivate the water hyacinth as the majority were washed away. We have to rear the ducks to survive the floods. But not only duck rearing, anything that is compatible with this sort of environment. We have no land to live on, but it is not an option to leave this place. This year we spent 4 months in the water. Where could he go? There is nowhere else to go.